Kmart and go and take them back to Walmart, and they give you the money back for credit, and you could go in and hit that store and buy something from Walmart. Because he didn't care. He was all about, I just want to move product, move product.
Interesting story.
And you can't forget about the cashews and the divinity at Sears.
Oh, yeah.
Because that was the two best things to get.
That
I love
candy
the divinity.
Area. I'm telling you.
And it was exactly like you're saying, too, because I remember in Dothan, the Sears had one right by the tools, which I was young, but I still like to go do that. And I always played the Atari, because the Atari was within, you know, steps from that, too. But the divinity and cashew nuts, you had to have.
Yeah, I appreciate
they were
the call.
Just about every day.
Thank you, Terry. We're just time for time.
Thanks,
here.
Terry.
The Cronins from North Carolina. Karen says, A&W Whoopier drive-ups, the waitresses
yes.
skated out and always asked you to put the windows up halfway.
And the frosty mugs.
Ooh. Here is Emery.
Good afternoon, folks.
Good afternoon.
I hope you're not bored today.
Not bored. At all. Not listening to the 3-6. No. you mentioned service merchandise earlier.
Yeah.
First memory of that, it was downtown Montgomery. And I borrowed my mother's card, but you had to be a member.
Right.
If you remember.
Yes.
You had to, like, pay $5 or what, like Costco.
It was sort of like an ancestor to Costco.
Yeah, exactly. And I pulled up in my 1970 Camaro, and I had an 8-track player. But all the music was coming out on cassettes. They had a device that you could put a cassette player or tape in, close it, and then insert it into your 8-track player, and it would play the tape.
I remember
Ooh.
That.
Do you for real?
Yeah,
oh, Lord.
I do.
You're dating yourself, gal.
I do remember that.
I know, because I wish I still had it.
It's a good thing I don't have to worry about dating me.
me and you are holding hands, trust me.
Emery, we're out of time this hour.
But I'm
fine. No. Thanks for the call. And Brian, just hold for a minute.
Looking for insurance? Or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier. How does quality coverage with local service at competitive rates sound to you? The folks at MyStark offer just that. Bundle your car, home, life insurance, and more to save hundreds with them. As an independent agency with over 20 of the top-rated national carriers like Travelers, Cincinnati, Auto Owners, Progressive, Encompass, Chubb, and Pure, to name a few, MyStark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Their reputation speaks for itself, as it is unrivaled in the River Region. Since their inception in 1929, almost 90 years ago, they've gotten to know the city well and have a staff equipped to bring you the best customer service. They chose a dog as their mascot for a reason. Dog is man's best friend. So let Starkey be yours. Quote with them and they'll have Starkey sniff out the best coverage for you. Find them on Facebook at facebook.com/MyStark Insurance and on Instagram and Twitter under MyStark. You can visit their site at MyStark.com or call them at 334-263-5535 for quotes from multiple carriers.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens for Montgomery Paint and Body. For over 35 years, the Turner family at MPB has been repairing your vehicles good as new, maybe better after a collision. And for just about all those 35 years, I've entrusted my vehicles to MPB because I know they will do it right. Donnie Holly and Brandon Turner are open at this time to take care of your vehicle repairs. But a lot has changed since MPB opened their doors. Insurance companies do things differently when it comes to a claim for body repair. To help save time, MPB asks that you call ahead to schedule an appointment to come in. By doing so, they can discuss your provider's procedures and save time when you stop in and help get your repairs moving quicker. For me and thousands of others, from little fender benders to total body repair, MPB has repaired our vehicles good as new, maybe better. The Turner family is praying that everyone stays safe from COVID-19, but they also pray your drives are safe. When you need Montgomery Paint and Body, call 279-7325. That's 27REC with a W.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Bonatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
Today is July 27th. Take your houseplant for a walk day. Take a stroll around the block with your ficus. It won't accomplish much other than making your cat lady neighbor seem a little less crazy on Take Your Houseplant for a Walk Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox at 4.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. Congressman John Lewis is lying in state at the nation's capital.
Before the hearse carrying the body of Congressman John Lewis arrived here, it made quick stops at the Lincoln Memorial, where Lewis spoke decades ago, alongside Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and the MLK Memorial in the recently named Black Lives Matter Plaza, where the congressman made his final public appearance.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. Demonstrators are still clashing with law enforcement in Portland. Trump campaign press secretary Hogan Gidley defending the president's deployment of federal agents to Portland and other cities.
There are no more burning churches in certain areas across the country because we've come in and helped the localities, the governors, and some of these local law enforcement officials get things under control.
Portland has seen 2 months of demonstrations after the death of George Floyd during an arrest in Minneapolis.
Stop. It's got America. Nothing to do with George Floyd. Not Fox a News. Damn thing, George Floyd. Stop it.
Stupid, ignorant son of a dumb bastard.
Those idiots in Seattle, the city council, you know what they're now defunding the police. They're going to defund the jails. What the hell is wrong with these people? Man, it just when you think you've heard the last dumb thing, it can't possibly get any dumber than this. They find a way. And we're just all watching it happen in real time. Brian, thanks for waiting.
Hey, Greg, a little something to calm you down, I guess. This is not an actual store, but it's a website called wishbookweb.com, and it's an archive of all these Christmas catalogs from the 40s through...
Oh, man. Know, wow. What's it called again?
Wishbookweb.com.
Wishbookweb.
Yeah, you can get in that and lose yourself for hours. I remember circling what I wanted Mom to get me for Christmas, the dog earrings, the papers, and all the sheets. That thing, it has every brand, and you can look and just giggle at the fashion we had back then, and, you know, look, it'll just, you'll start smelling the old catalogs if you watch it, if you look at it long enough.
I just typed it in. Oh, I am going to cry.
So I'm sorry if I caused you to waste a few hours when you get home going through that, but...
I'd rather... this is exactly what everybody needs right now. We're watching open anarchy destroy cities. I wouldn't try it here. Notice they're doing this in places that have very strict gun control laws. This looks like a great escape. Thank you so much, Brian. I appreciate it.
Hey, absolutely, guys. You have a great day.
You too, man.
I'll bet if they have these listed by company and by year, I could find... Oh, man, that's
Are you in one of them?
No.
Oh, okay. Just saying. You've had a...
But when you're, like... 12 and curious, the bra ads could be... Hello? There, Reggie?
Reggie, are you there?
I am.
What's up?
Well, I'm a faithful listener, and I appreciate your opinions and views on everything, but I've got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm beginning to question President Trump's strategy in dealing with these riots in different cities. I think he's making a big mistake accepting responsibility in all these cities.
I don't think he's accepting responsibility for any of this.
Well,
he's telling the mayors, get control of your cities or we will. And he is.
Well, these mayors are not going to do that, Greg. You know, let them stew in their own crap.
Well,
the limited federal troops he's sending in there are doing absolutely nothing. You know, it kept the courthouse from burning down for the last week or two.
Yeah, and they keep setting it on fire. First of all, you know how the media is going to frame it. They're going to you know, when he sent, they're already doing it with the federal troops. He's sending to some, like, these are stormtroopers, and this is Trump's brown shirts. We told you he was a Nazi. I just, earlier last hour, and the story's on my Facebook page, the Seattle liberal talk show host who was all for cheering on CHOP and you know, the peaceful protesters until they destroyed his apartment.
Right.
They don't care if you're
that.
A liberal or a conservative. If you're, if you become their target, you're done. And somebody needs, and this isn't going to be negotiated. These people only understand one thing, and that's a big, swift kick in the ass.
Well, you know, the federal government can't give a big, quick, swift kick in the ass. They can curtail things for a little while. But you can't solve the problems in Portland and Seattle and Chicago with federal troops. It's got to be the local people.
Yeah, and the so the local people don't seem to be the least bit inclined to want to do that. So,
that's right.
Again, the president, look, his support, like today, I'm reading that he is in great shape to carry New Mexico and what was the other state? Stacy did not carry last time because the people there, Albuquerque being one city where they've had a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
He's going to be the law and order guy this November, and that's what people want. They don't want to be pulled out of their cars in intersections. This is going on everywhere. I saw a beating, and it disturbs me to see these, and the media is not showing them, but it was a father and daughter who run a little bodega in New York City, and a group, it was mixed, it was BLM, it was Antifa, they came in and they mercilessly beat the owner and the daughter, just and then just helped themselves to the stuff in the store.
Terrible.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that.
It's sickening.
But what will Operation Legend accomplish in Chicago? Nothing.
Well, you're not going to accomplish much with when Beetlejuice is your mayor either.
That's right.
As Bruce Hornsby in the Range, that's just the way it is. Thank you for the call. That was uplifting, Andy.
Hey, Greg. Hope you're doing well today.
I'm swell. How are you?
You know, I was
he looks
great,
good,
man.
Andy.
Yes.
But, you know, I was listening to Fox News earlier, and they were talking about I forgot where it was, but an armed Antifa member approached a car holding a weapon. And, okay, right. He was armed, and the driver, you know, in self-defense, pops a cap in that joker and kills him.
Yep.
And then they want to say, you know, no charges are being brought up on this guy. That shouldn't even be in question.
I agree.
Bringing charges up on him. Matter of fact, Greg, you need to find out the name of this guy that shot and killed this terrorist, and let's make him famous. Let's have a holiday in honor for him.
All right.
And,
I'm putting, you know, Cub Reporter Seth Spotlow on that story right now.
Yeah.
On the other hand, look what's going on to people who are defending, and they had every right to do it, that couple in St. Louis. The governor of Missouri said this is almost a certain pardon. They didn't do anything where they were just defending their property. They didn't shoot their weapons. But you've got George Soros, who is always looking for the next great way to destroy the country, has supported electable DAs who will read the Constitution his way. So they'll go after the couple that was threatened, but not the people that threatened them. That's where we're at.
Exactly right. But, you know, if I was President Trump, you know, I would send out an order or just a nice letter to these cities that have got this constant riot going on and these jacked up mayors and governors that won't stand up for their taxpayers and do their duly elected job and give these people that want to leave the city, go in there and help them get out. And then we'll fence them cities off, and then we'll bomb them with crack pipes. And we'll just let them just turn it into another Detroit. That's about the only thing you can do with these people. Let them kill them themselves. They'll end up taking care of everything themselves.
It's amazing when you see videos. I mentioned this last week, and I posted the video of Michigan Avenue in Chicago boarded up like a war zone.
It's terrible. You know, and where's ISIS at now? When's the last time you heard the word ISIS mentioned in the news?
Well, Trump kind of took care of them, didn't he?
Exactly right. And he can take care of this over here.
Well, I think, you know, look, I never underestimate Trump's thinking or strategy. And this is absolutely not only a political opportunity for him, but there's got to be a moment where he says, I've had enough.
Exactly
America's
right.
had enough. This is not protesting anymore. This is not about George Floyd. He needs to make that speech. This is about anarchy and trying to overthrow our country. And the only reason you're doubting me when I say that is because you watch mainstream media and they're still calling it peaceful protesters. Kayleigh McEnany goes up at the press conferences with extensive video. This is what you're not showing CNN. Why? This is what you're not showing MSNBC. And it's savage behavior, totally lawless, nothing in the way of peaceful or protest applies to any of this stuff.
Well, I can promise you this, Greg. It won't happen down here. You know why? Because we all got shotguns, rifles, and four-wheel drives. And you know what? You know the rest of the story.
There are places.
But you have to say,
there are places that have had militias form and show up and say, not here. In fact, there was, I think it was in Louisville, Kentucky. You had a BLM militia and another group that were like near confrontational stage. And somehow, you know, since they both realized that they could each kill each other or a lot of each other, they backed off.
That's good.
But that, it's coming. I'm telling you, I don't know if it'll be today, this week or next, but not everybody is sitting around. You know, this is like, wow, look what's going on in Portland. It's going to come. It's going to hit close to home. And there are places where I don't know what the hell they're thinking in the Pacific Northwest. They're leaving. That's what they're doing.
And for some reason, the COVID cases in Portland and Seattle are going through the roof. And we don't know why.
You're right. They're like befuddled, like, how could this be happening?
Yeah.
That's because assholes like Bill de Blasio, the rules on masks, everything else, they don't apply to protest because the protest is the big picture. It's more important. He has said that. So think about that the next time you're breathing your own carbon dioxide and dying in the heat. It is 419, the place to get your flooring. Jane. Boy, they sell such great flooring, and it is built to last. Georgia Floors Direct on the Boulevard, whether you're building a new home or you're looking to spruce up the one you have. And now's the time to do it, because it won't be long. We're almost at the end of July. Holiday time is going to be here before you realize it. And if you've always dreamed about, getting rid of beat-up carpeting and going with a nice laminate or hardwood or tile floor, they can make that happen for you. Just go see Jeff and his merry band of floriers at that big warehouse on the Boulevard and let them know what your budget is, what you're trying to accomplish, and they'll show you the vast array of choices you're going to have. They also have their own team of installers, so it's all Georgia Floors Direct, and they stand behind what they do. You can't go wrong. And if that warehouse is a little imposing, those guys, Jeff and his merry band of floriers, they know it well. When you tell them what you're interested in doing, they'll make sure you have a nice focus visit. Terrific people, among the best you'll ever deal with in a retail situation, except it's all wholesale. They get all their flooring straight from the manufacturers, no middlemen, so they can give you the wholesale price and have it installed by people, real artisans that have worked with them for years. Look up Georgia Floors Direct on Facebook, open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 6, 7, I think on weekdays. I got to double check that. I'm having a mental lapse at the moment. But they also have good decorating ideas and trends that they show off on their Facebook page as well. And Jeff and the Floriers are right there at the top of the page. On the Boulevard, across from Lowe's, the flooring destination for over half a century. James.
Good afternoon. God bless America.
God bless America.
I have a question for whoever knows the answer to this. What do these rioters or these peaceful protesters do during the day? Do they go home? Do they have campsites? Do they go? This is a serious question.
I know. Some go back to their mommy's basements. Some take the money that George Soros pays them to be destructive, and maybe they go have lunch together. I don't know. It's their job. It's this is not their something they do in their spare time.
This right. Is, yeah, I agree with that. I believe these people are being paid. And I don't know who came up with the idea about the umbrellas, but that's a pretty good idea. You know, if you're going to riot, those umbrellas are, I've never seen that before in rioting, that umbrella protection. I mean, it's not going to knock off bullets, but it'll sure knock away canisters or tear gas or whatever. But I'm ready for the president to stop this mess. I don't, you know, re-election or no re-election, it's time for this country to get back under law and order, and I don't care what he has to do. Just, you know, ride in there on the four horsemen of the apocalypse. I don't care. I'm ready for it to stop. So there's my two cents for the day. As always, y'all doing a good job.
We appreciate you, man.
Thank you for your time.
Thanks for the good night. I agree with him. These are all issues that have been born and encouraged and nurtured by, I mean, again, did you hear what I said earlier about Seattle? Not only are they, and they still have destructive stuff going on there, defunding their police, they want to empty their jails.
Like that's going to help.
Like they are in New York, where people are out there recommitting crimes, getting arrested, released, no bail. This is not an accident. None of this is an accident. It's planned. So, yeah, I think we're... timing is everything. He'll find the right time to make the right move. And I think, sadly, it may take a... of course, the joke in all this is that these local mayors and stuff are blaming Donald Trump. Like Mayor Beetlejuice in Chicago. When I've told you 100 times, these shooting galleries are the same places that were shooting galleries 60 years ago. Nothing's changed. That's just the sad reality. They've been unable to do anything about it, so it's easy to blame the president. Because none of them know the definition of taking responsibility for anything is. Got to take a break at 4:24 with local news, weather, and traffic. And then we'll be back. It's Greg, Rosie, and Seth, Monday.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. After several weekend ceremonies in Troy, Selma, and Montgomery honoring the late Congressman John Lewis, the civil rights icon will now lie in state at the U.S. Capitol beginning today. Lewis was catapulted into the national spotlight following the Bloody Sunday March in 1965. He served more than three decades in Congress. No arrests after three people were shot over the weekend in the capital city. Montgomery police tell us it happened in the 1100 block of Eastern Boulevard Saturday afternoon. The three men were taken to the hospital, and they are expected to be okay. The Alabama Department of Public Health reports almost 23,000 new coronavirus cases in the last 2 weeks. That brings the total to more than 77,000 cases. Health officials say more than 1,400 people have died. As of yesterday, more than 1,500 people were hospitalized with COVID-19 across the state. Those are your headlines. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
It's Christmas in July, and when you turn to the experts at AC by Luke Choir, they have presents for you. Choose between a free Yeti cooler, a free Wi-Fi thermostat, or a free air cleaner. Purchase a new carrier system and have your pick. Also get 0% financing with approved credit on new carrier systems. ACByLukeChoir.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414. That's 241-6414.
Sinclair's is now open, and after being sanitized from top to bottom, Sinclair's is now totally smoke-free. No smoking. You know Sinclair's has been a Montgomery favorite for decades. Johnny Sullivan and his staff are still here and ready to serve you right now. You can enjoy their favorite menu items with their limited seating in the dining room or convenient curbside pickup service. Everything you've come to expect from Sinclair's. Updated lunch and dinner menus include salads, sandwiches, pasta, and steaks. Call Sinclair's at 271-7654 to place your order, and they'll still deliver it right to your car. Or you can dine in. Sinclair's, now a no-smoking restaurant and a Montgomery tradition for decades. Call them, 271-7654, or check out their Facebook page. Now, totally non-smoking. Sinclair's.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Lots of showers and thunderstorms to track on the radar over the next few days. They will last well into the evening hours and tend to die out at night. The overnight low temperature tonight falls to the mid-70s. Tomorrow and Wednesday, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms. Some of the storms will produce heavy rainfall amounts, high temperatures in the upper 80s to near 90. The storms will be most numerous in the afternoon and evening hours. Then look for the storms to thin out a bit later in the week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASC Credit Union can help with historic low rates and an easy approval process. Your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Just a reminder that July 27th is Bagpipe Appreciation Day. This is a day we celebrate their unique sound. Bagpipes date back to the 13th century. These instruments have been mostly associated with Scottish Highlands. And would you shut that damn thing off? Thank you. And happy Bagpipe Appreciation Day.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Hope you're having a good afternoon. We've had several minor accidents around the boulevard. All of them should be out of the way by now. We do have a lot of congestion on Northeast Boulevard around Wears Ferry Road. A lot of outbound traffic now on Atlanta Highway, Federal Drive. Also, Congressman Dickinson. The 31s are beginning to get very populated with cars leaving Montgomery. I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. We've got no new accidents to tell you about at this time. Invisible Fence has both indoor and outdoor systems to keep your pet safe at home and in designated areas. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell J.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
scream. Pop tarts down my throat.
Very few. Unless you're one of those people like Seth Spotlow who just burns everything he eats. Have escaped this pandemic, pardon me, that was just a slip of the tongue, mm-hmm. without gaining a couple of pounds. It is 4:32. Holy cow, how did it get to be that late? Let's give a big warhawk welcome to Master Thespian.
Well, hello there. Sorry about the traffic noise. I'll be really quick. Your comment about the fact they're blaming Trump for everything is on the money. I shared a story on my Facebook page today about the dire financial plight of all the entertainment people.
Yeah.
And I agree with most of the article, except that the person who wrote it, of course, had to put a couple of jabs in there at the president. The president didn't shut anything down. It's the Democratic governors and Democratic mayors, like the city of New York, the Democratic mayor and the Democratic governor of New York, they put in the mandate to try to curtail COVID-19.
And they're blaming him. Trump didn't send people into those senior homes in New York to die. Cuomo did.
He did not.
Yet the media has let him completely skate on that move, and that's sickening.
Exactly. And the Broadway League and the Actors Equity Association, the Actors Union, they shut everything down March the 12th. And the Actors Equity Union is not letting any of their members, 60,000 people, they're telling them, no, you cannot work. Even if they wanted to work, the union is saying, no, you can't. So it's going to create some issues. The longer this goes on, the more people are without a paycheck. These people that have been making $2,000 a week, now they're making nothing. So people need to wake up and put the blame where the blame goes. So anyway, I got to go. I'll talk to you guys later.
Thanks. Yeah, and what I recall is that before any state shut anything down, Trump made a pronouncement from the White House that he had the authority over the governors as to what to do. And he caught holy hell for that. Said, okay, I'm going to let the states do it their way. So how is it that a state like South Dakota, there's not that many big towns there, and it's a pretty open place, that South Dakota could skate through it with relative ease? I'm even convinced... This is conspiracy thinking at its ultimate, but I'm even thinking there's somebody out there releasing this virus to keep it going. It was supposed to die in the heat.
Well, it was Terry that was here Thursday, and the National Institute of Health had released a statement saying that the 5G is exacerbating the problem, and it is causing this thing to escalate.
We cannot dismiss anything.
Yeah.
We have to look. What have we learned? Democrats will do anything to stay in power. I think their strategy right now is as dumb as it gets. And if anything, it's going to help Trump win a bigger plurality when he wins in November.
Oh, no doubt.
The silent majority, are you kidding? People are looking at this. And there was a survey out today. Something like two-thirds of Republicans were afraid to display their allegiance because they fear physical retribution.
You can.
That should not be happening anywhere.
So the polls are going to show Biden winning, but we all know that... But we all know that you can't tell anybody the truth of how you feel, so...
It's just not worth it.
Yeah.
Because they're like mad dogs. Crawdad.
Good afternoon. Did I hear Rosie say something about 5G technology was making something worse? Did I hear that correctly?
Yes, yes.
Okay, where'd you see that? I got to go read that.
Well, Terry, look on Clearing the Air. Terry's probably got something about it.
Yeah, that's been a work. I wanted to ask Greg, you remember the little Korean guy that did the funny whoop, whoop, whoop thunderstorm? Who was that fella? You used to put that in there whenever we had storm fronts coming. That's always fun.
Yeah, the big news weather thing or the song?
Yeah. He did a little dance. He had a little gold outfit on, and he did something about thunderstorms.
Yeah.
Thunderstorm.
Yeah.
I hadn't heard that in a while.
That's this
guy.
And
I wanted to see if you would... Yeah, there you go.
I can't play it right now, but I will play it.
If you get the coronavirus, just rub some bacon on it, right?
Yes, sir.
Y'all have a good day.
You too, man.
Thank you, Crawdaddy. It is, where are we at here? Oh, man. I have not exactly been razor sharp this afternoon.
But you look good.
Man, I can only imagine.
That's all that matters.
Yeah.
I can only imagine how I'd be if I hadn't been to Infusion.
Ooh.
Seen Dr. Terry today.
Wouldn't look near as good.
437 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Time to check traffic, and then we'll give Crawdad a little of what he asked for and see if we can find Jay Quellen this afternoon.
Yeah.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic, checking the highways for you. We got a very busy boulevard this afternoon. Congestion East Boulevard, right around Vaughn Road up to I-85. We had an accident in front of the Chick-fil-A earlier. That one should be out of the way now. Northeast Boulevard looking a little busy this afternoon, as well as Madison Avenue and Atlanta Highway outbound. Federal Drive, Congressman Dickinson outbound, a little busy. And we're busy on the East South Boulevard, Troy Highway in front of Baptist, and at Norman Bridge and Highway 331. I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. No issues there. Keep it here for updates. New Toyotas arriving daily at Reinhardt Toyota. Now's the time to get your new Toyota for vacation. Visit the showroom or shop online at ReinhardtToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Alabama is feeling the economic pain caused by the coronavirus pandemic. Small businesses provide most of the jobs in our state. They've been hit hard, and they still need our help. But with Alabama jobs and livelihoods on the line, Senator Doug Jones played politics. Jones sided with far-left Washington politicians like Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, delaying critical assistance for small businesses. Alabamians were counting on Senator Jones, but he and the D.C. liberals left our workers high and dry. Now Alabama small businesses need help with tax relief, and they need Senator Jones to step up. Call Senator Doug Jones at 334-792-4924. Urge him to pass S-3596, the Safeguarding Small Business Act. Vote to provide tax relief for small businesses and start protecting Alabama jobs. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
Mr. Sandman.
Okay, it took me a while, but I finally came up with a fabulous sale. For the first time ever, Mr. Sandman Mattress is having a, wait for it, we are having a last half of July sale. This is not to be confused with the Independence Day sale that we had the first half of July. New products are being added daily, and we are offering many mattresses, beds, adjustable bases, and headboards at prices that the competition will not beat. No interest financing is available, as well as 90-day layaway. We are now offering a no-credit needed finance with no interest if paid in 90 days. Folks, Mr. Sandman offers more choices, including a nice selection of hybrids, memory foam, and latex sets. We are a low-key, friendly environment with really nice, no-pressure salespeople, all of whom have worked with me for at least a decade. We have mattresses in stock and offer prompt delivery, and yes, we will haul off your old mattress. Come save during our last half of July sale at Mr. Sandman Mattress on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen.
At Capital City Body Works, they're not satisfied until you're satisfied. If it's auto body repair, glass, or upholstery, they do it right. They work with all insurance companies and have a lifetime warranty on repairs. Call Capital City Body Works at 271-AUTO.
Confidence. Peace of mind. A way forward. During tough times, these are the things we all want. And with the personalized help of a Trustmark relationship manager, it's something we can find together. That's why Trustmark is standing by business owners. No matter what challenges you may be facing, we are here with a suite of financial services to help you find a path forward. Learn more at Trustmark.com/business.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
Ho, 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 ho.
It's Christmas in July, and when you turn to the experts at AC by LaGuire, they have presents for you. Choose between a free Yeti cooler, a free Wi-Fi thermostat, or a free air cleaner. Purchase a new carrier system and have your pick. Also get 0% financing with approved credit on new carrier systems. ACByLaGuire.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by LaGuire.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Lots of showers and thunderstorms to track on the radar over the next few days. They will last well into the evening hours and tend to die out at night. The overnight low temperature tonight falls to the mid-70s. Tomorrow and Wednesday, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms. Some of the storms will produce heavy rainfall amounts, high temperatures in the upper 80s to near 90. The storms will be most numerous in the afternoon and evening hours. Then look for the storms to thin out a bit later in the week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Crawdad asked for this, so I think I will check and see if there's any building up out there. Thunderstorms. Gangnam Style.
Thunderstorms. Thunderstorms. Can see the weather patterns and the temperature of ocean. That when sun rising, set weather right down to blow ya. Gonna shake up like a soda. All the clouds ahead, now changing air pressure, causing the rapid air movement. Conditions, different kinds of storms can cause another pair. Raining storms on these lightning, thunderstorms of thunderhead. Gonna storm ahead. All the dying, showing my pressure.
So let's redeem the winning word from this morning. The wing finger winning word at 272-9228. All we need is that word, and you win lunch for two at Wing Fingers, downtown Bob Baumhauer's latest concept in great food, and it is awesome. Now, our chances for rain have spiked up and will, I guess, as we go through the week. But a lot of it's been late-day activity because right now it's not much outside. It's pretty quiet. A couple of little things over by Auburn. Nothing else has flared up. But you know how it happens. It can just mushroom out of nowhere.
Tomorrow's supposed to be not the 90s.
Yeah. How about that? We'll take it.
Wait.
All right. Let's have a little contest music here. What do we have? No, I don't want to use that. We'll go a little old school here with little Captain Kangaroo in the background. As we look for caller 7 at 272-9228 with the winning word. Hi, you are caller 1. Try again immediately. Good afternoon, you're caller 2. Please try again. Hi there, you're caller 3. Please try again. Hi, you're caller 4. Try real quick. You may win. You're caller 5. Just missed. You are caller 6. Just missed. And let's see if we can find out who this is. Good morning. Good afternoon, whatever the hell it is. Who's this?
This is Gary Garvin. Who's this?
Woo! Greg Brunell.
I knew I called the right number.
Yeah.
Good afternoon to all.
Hey. I need the wing finger winning word, please.
Crinkle.
Woo-hoo!
Winning. Yeah. It is crinkle. Crinkle little mushroom. Little French
fry. I heard that this morning, and I'm still in Tennessee, and I said, one day I'm going to be fortunate. Today I'm very fortunate.
You are very fortunate. Lunch for two at Wing Fingers downtown. And
fabulous.
Beverage, free parking underground and air-conditioned comfort, and some awesome, awesome food. So please.
Fabulous.
Rosie will need some information from you. I'm glad our loyal listeners are.
Yeah.
Participating in the contest. Nice going there. I had asked Jay Quellen to see if she could join us at 4:45.
And he would. Back.
So maybe, let me see if I can, because Brant is in a meeting, so he will be unavailable. So we'll see if we can get to her after 5 o'clock this afternoon.
Do you have any idea what size fruit her baby is now?
Cantaloupe.
Cantaloupe?
Yes.
Wow.
It was so funny. I was in the car in front of Baumhauer's last Wednesday, and I had the sun visor down, so my field of view directly in front of me was kind of narrow from the beneath the sun visor to above the dashboard. All of a sudden, I look up, and I see Belly going by. And that was, maybe this is her. Who's this?
It's Randall, baby.
Hey, oh, hold it, Randall. I got to start the clock here. And now, a minute with Randall.
All right.
How are you, son? Go ahead. Well, you're breaking up.
Breaking up, man.
Oh, man. I thought I missed the gift.
You missed the gift.
I'm saying, if you let Jesse Lynn talk about putting cheddar cheese and bacon on top of crinkle, you're going to remember that word all day. You know what I mean? Go away. So you didn't let Jesse Lynn put her seasoning on every word. And I mean, I promise you won't know about her. Forget Wayne. You got to write it down when she speaks. Man, thank y'all for everything. Man, thank y'all for keeping it light. And I missed the Ace Hardware stores. I really missed that football dude talking about Ace. You know what I mean? I don't know. That just was always pretty cool.
Well, Ace is still around.
Yeah. And on the commercial Taylor Road and Vaughn.
Yeah.
The commercial he's talking about is John Madden, right?
Yeah.
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 But I have a funny John Madden parody by Frank Caliendo that's pretty good.
About the birdhouse.
About building the birdhouse. Yeah. Speaking of which.
Boom, I've got yours.
It's ready?
No, it's not ready. I've got it. This week sometime, you will get it back.
That's such a beautiful birdhouse.
Yes, it will be even better when I get done with it.
Where do we put it?
Right by your weather station.
Oh?
Yes.
Birds
if okay
love weather.
And you get to look at it.
No, it's fine. I want the fat birdies in the backyard because the doggies love to chase them off. But I don't want the birds pooping and the weather rain collector could throw up the totals.
Mm.
Unless, of course, that's a totally unfounded. What do I know?
We'll check it out, man. Maybe. But it's a nice birdhouse. And
it's a beautiful birdhouse.
Put a little dark stain on it.
And that was kind of inspired by that bit. Let me see if I can find that. It's Frank Caliendo, one of my favorite impersonators. And he does a dead-on John Madden. So you got to see the video. The video is hysterical, but Madden keeps maiming himself with the tools he's trying to sell.
Hey, Justin, what are you doing?
I'm building a birdhouse as a Valentine's present for my mom.
Gee, it doesn't look like it's going so well.
No kidding.
Hey, folks, John Madden here reminding you of the Ace of the Place, the Valentine's
Valentine's Day. Now, Justin, have a little help with that bird out,
hey. All right!
Ace carries a whole line of power tools to make any Valentine's project a snap. Like this bad boy. The Barracuda combo drill and staple gun. Just hold the wood together for me, Justin.
Hey, John, how can you tell which part is the drill and which is the staple gun?
Well, it's easy. What you do is you just line it up like this, and then you pull the trigger right here. Good idea to build a freaking birdhouse with a machine gun. Nothing says Valentine's like a giant table saw. When you need a job like a birdhouse done right, a Barracuda Industrial Miner always fits the bill. Just hold the wood for me, Justin.
Isn't the saw kind of big for the job?
Oh, would you grow a pair? You. Just use this pneumatic nail gun. Hold the wood for me, Justin. Here we go. Nail in my freaking butt! The nail that you make me through that dirt! What's this diamond gun, huh? Hold the wood for me, Justin.
I believe his intestines are hanging out.
Oh.
Because the saw went through his belly.
I'm just used to this pain now.
No more.
We'll just use this giant spike sledgehammer. Hold it for me, Justin. Hold it. Oh! Right in my spine.
Can we just stop? This is insane.
Why don't we just go buy a birdhouse and be done with it?
You want a bird? Huh? Here's a bird. Remember, Ace doesn't only have power tools that can kill you. They have regular tools, too, like this plain old hammer and nails. Hold the wood for me, Justin. Oh! My friggin' eye! I swear to God, I am this close to walking off the set! Do you hear me? Oh. Well, here you go, Justin. A job well done.
Wow, it's great.
Mom will love it.
So remember, folks, Ace is the place for Valentine's Day.
By the way, it's Valentine's, not Valentine's.
Go f*** a pony, Justin. I'm not saying it.
That was the best part of it. And he was, Frank Caliendo was a guest on the show. And I think when Susan was here, since she was the cougar, I asked him to say Happy Valentine's Day to the cougar.
Really?
Where is that? Why can't I find... I can't... Hey, we could play Gordon Lightfoot Sings Valentine's. A little early for that, right?
Yeah, just a little.
Just a tad, yeah.
It's been a while since we heard Gordon.
Almost. It's almost time. It's almost time for Discount Dracula. Ooh. Another few weeks, we'll be able to drag Discount Dracula out of mothballs.
Hey, man, you can't cancel Halloween.
No.
It's the whole idea.
All right, so where is... see, this has become a mission now because I want Seth to hear this special greeting that Frank Caliendo made for the cougar. So where is it? Cougar distract, cougar intro, cougar whisper, cougar sound effect. Well, I don't know where it is.
Maybe Valentine's cougar?
I mean, I would love to be talking about cities burning down. Here we go. Here we go.
Hey, you know, John Badger, Happy Valentine's Day to the cougar. Boom, there you go.
That's awesome. Did he come up here or did he call in?
We had him on the phone.
Awesome. That is so great.
For a show he was doing at Impact.
Wow.
And I did not get to attend that show, but I would have. I've watched him on TV. He's, and you know what? He's a conservative guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, probably why I was here.
It is 4:55 on News Talk 93.1 FM. We urge you, Seth can testify to this. There's a lot of things Seth can testify to at my place, but the flowers that we bought at Fitzpatrick Greenhouses were just one of the best moves we've made in terms of adding color to the exterior of our home, to our yard. It's beautiful back there.
Your back porch looks great.
Yeah, it's been pressure cleaned by Mr. Spotlow, and it's been replanted, and it's got color and a brightness to it. It never had, it was dingy. It's kind of depressing.
Now it looks great. I walked back there. I was like, whoa, look at this.
I might have to get a new grill. The one I've had now is really kind of...
Oh, yeah. I didn't pressure wash that.
I don't think it can be. It's a little bit... But, man, it's gotten a ton of use. Hey, when you're out there at 4 in the morning grilling for your morning show teammates, right?
You are the man for
Fitzpatrick
that.
Greenhouses closed on Sunday and Monday, but Tuesday through Saturday from 8 to 4. You talk about selection... Healthy, thriving flowers at incredible prices. You can fill your trunk. It's a cash check business. Should let you know that. And whatever part of your home you're looking to add some color, some flowers too. Some parts outside are under the sun for the better part of the day, so you want to put a plant there that's going to thrive and not, you know, look like it's dying for a drink. This is where they're not only sell you great stuff, but everything that I've done with the plants that I bought there, planted where I was told how to take care of them, it's worked out beautifully. They just are exploding with color, and it's been one of the best moves. It makes such a difference, too.
It really does.
You know, for so little money, the difference that Fitzpatrick Greenhouses can make inside and outside your home. Whether you're looking to, you know, plant something close to the front of the house. I gotta do some pictures of that area that you helped us replant behind the windows.
Oh, man.
It's like a 3-foot, you could probably put a casket in there. You know, it's about that wide and about that long. There was a couple of gnarled up trees that were growing. I don't even know what they were. They never grew. They were at death's door. So we yanked those out. And put some flowers in there that Clay Fora recommended, and they're just doing amazingly well.
Those flowers are going to turn into a big, beautiful bush.
And yes, and then there'll be something to look at outside that window.
That's
from
so
the
great,
inside.
Man.
Yeah. And I think those were, those plants were $8 a piece.
Is that the salvia?
Yeah. Oh. Whatever. They were well worth it. Everything is growing and thriving, and it's a nice drive out there, just about 15, 20 minutes. East on Vaughan Road till it becomes 110 past mile marker 22. You'll see Fitzpatrick Greenhouses on your left. And please tell Clay and the team out there you heard about him here. William B., hang on.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a couple of accidents this afternoon. Highway 31, as you head to Prattville at Hunter Loop Road, got an accident there. Watch out for emergency vehicles on the scene. We've got a pretty bad accident on the East Boulevard westbound. If you're coming past I-85, this is going to be between Carmichael and Woodmere Boulevard. Use caution there and watch out for boots on the ground. Very congested.